Do you want a rewarding career in the healthcare industry? You're encouraged to enroll with CTC Continuing Education. Scholarships are being offered to cover the cost of tuition and books. Explore a new career today in the healthcare industry. Call CTC Continuing Education at 254-526-1586 for more information. Classes start September 12th with daytime, evening, and Saturday classes or online offerings. Call 254-526-1586 or go to ctc.edu/students/continuing-education.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Say wokeism or woke, what do you all think of? A lot of words, because this is what I do for a living, I pay attention to these cultural trends. I've got to be honest with you, when I hear woke, I think of corporate betrayal. That's the first descriptor, because I think it does the most harm to us. Woke ideology infecting corporate America. And maybe it was because we conservatives and, dare I say, the Republicans had it so good for so long with those who were making money. Now, these people who have all the money are using their money in the service of wokeism, which is what the second descriptor that comes to my mind when I think of wokeism is cultural Marxism. Another tool of the worldwide left to get rid of freedom and liberty and put a select few individuals in charge of the masses. Well, that's what I think of when I think of woke. And there are all kinds of adjectives, you know, silly, stupid, vacuous, non-scientifically based. Wokeism, or being woke, makes no scientific sense, makes no rational sense. It is basically, hey, let's take the world as it is and put it into a world that I wish it was. Or let's take a world that is, and let me turn it on its ear just for being woke, for contrarian's sake, right? Nothing that wokeism or the woke crowd does benefits humanity. Not one damn thing. 57 different genders, or however many there are. I mean, that's just not even scientific. But they look at you with a straight face and say, well, you must comply. You've got people losing their livelihoods or losing their social media standing because they're insisting there are only two genders, which is scientifically verifiable. That's what wokeism is. If you dare to question their idiocy, one of the things that started this was, I identify as. That was one of the original anthems of wokeism. I identify as. I'm not going to behave as or be regarded as who I am. I want to be something else, and I am what I think I am, so you must comply. And if you don't comply, well, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your livelihood. I mean, it's crazy crap like this. This is what I'm talking about. This is what encompasses wokeism. And then, of course, when we started making fun of wokeism, then they got serious. Then they started the cancel culture evolved from this, I identify as whatever. It's a man identifying as a woman identifying as a man. Then they went into, you know, well, I'm not black, I'm not white, I identify as black. Remember Rachel Dolezal? Rachel Dolezal was a white girl who pretended she was black. And the left wing said, well, you know, all the cultural appropriation went out the window, right? Another mechanism they used to shove, you know, communism and Marxism down our throats. That went out the window because, oh, let's celebrate Rachel Dolezal. She was culturally appropriating, but she's a left winger, so let's make up an excuse for her. So she wasn't culturally appropriating. She was identifying as a black person. That is meritorious. Only if you're a left winger who believes in getting rid of people's individual rights and liberties. That courtesy is not extended to you when you are a conservative saying, well, I identify as a, a multimillionaire. I'm going to go out and buy whatever I want, and you can't stop me if I can't pay for it. You can't arrest me if I take your money and don't pay it back, you know, that kind of thing. So that's one of the early bits, the genesis, if you will, some of the early stages of wokeism. As you know, it's devolved ever since. Disney, speaking of these corporations, Disney went woke. The LGBTQ ABCDEFG agenda has taken over Walt Disney, which used to be family friendly. Now, many people don't know why I say LGBTQ ABCDEFG. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, all the alphabets. The Democrats and the socialists and the Marxists don't care enough about lesbians. And the reason why they don't care about lesbians is because there are not enough lesbians in the United States to make a significant voting block. They don't care about gay men because there are not a significant number of gay men to make an impactful voting block. They sure as hell don't care about transgenders, real transgender people. What they're calling transgender folks these days is really just individuals who are cross-dressers, transvestites, really. And they're mislabeling them as transgender. Gender dysphoria is a real syndrome, but it's very, very rare, exceedingly rare in our population. A fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percentage point actually is afflicted with gender dysphoria. But there's not enough of them, certainly, to make a voting block. So that's why the Democrats and the socialists and the Marxists cobble together LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, because together they might be a significant enough voting block for the Democrats to give a damn, right? And again, it's all in service to cultural Marxism. Do the Democrats represent every lesbian, every gay man, every queer person? No, they don't. But they're pretending they do, you see. They did the same thing to the blacks. They did the same thing to we Latinos. Did the same thing to Muslims to an extent. And then they chewed them up and spit them out when they weren't of any use anymore. So Disney went woke by pushing this agenda on saying, we need to have gay in everything. Really? Is that what society is all about? Focusing on people's sexual orientation? Well, no, but we're going to shove it down your throats anyway. This is on what? The New American. Streaming service Disney Plus has hired a prominent Chicago area drag queen to appear in a new superhero show aimed at youngsters. Well, of course they did. Of course they did. Because that's what they do. And this is going to be the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which heretofore has not been infected with this cultural Marxism that has now invaded Walt Disney. It's sick. The anti-American NFL, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, the cop-hater movement, that was all part of wokeism. You know, Colin Kaepernick losing his job and making millions in blood money off Nike. Nike went woke. The communist NBA. The NBA looks the other way on communist China's oppression and slavery and genocide so they can make money. Right? Coca-Cola went woke when they decided to come out against voting integrity, making sure that one eligible voter per one vote, and they came out against it. So wokeness is everywhere, right? Some people are saying that it is the foundation of the destruction of our way of life, and I kind of believe it. It's certainly destructive to our freedom, our liberty, and prosperity. And it's in your face. It's a direct frontal assault. And what can Americans do about it? That's the big question. Well, you can start by rejecting it. The woke mind virus is some people are saying, is the biggest culprit behind our cultural demise. It's been plaguing our country since President Barack Hussein Obama and his Marxist handlers took over Washington. Joe Biden, the proverbial puppet, with Obama's hand up his backside, you know. That's an image, huh? He's undertaken Beijing Biden's administration, so it's Obama's third term, is what it is. And we're paying a price for all this wokeism, right? High gas prices, energy prices skyrocketing, inflationary prices of everything skyrocketing. Profligate spending, courtesy of woke Washington. I think there's a component of wokeness in what is plaguing Washington, D.C. today, don't you? I mean, they can't stop. They won't stop the massive illegal immigration wave because they say, oh, that's racist. That's woke. That's wokeism right there. They're dismantling the United States military under what? White rage, right? This hatred of whites, this hatred of, they're trying to normalize the hatred of white Christians in the United States. That's all wokeism. And it's toxic, my friends. It is absolutely toxic. And it is rotting away our culture, and in turn, it is rotting away our country. Now, a good friend of mine, his name is A.J. Rice. Now, you may know A.J. Rice from his days when he was with the Laura Ingraham Show when she was doing radio. And he has been a good friend of mine since those days. And he has come up with a book. He is not only the CEO of Publius Public Relations, it's the premier communications firm in Washington, D.C. But A.J. Rice has written a book. He's now a first-time author. The name of the book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. You'll hear from A.J. Rice next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, I want to bring on a close personal friend of mine, a guy who changed my life. Sorry. Inside joke. One day I may tell the story. His name is A.J. Rice, and you're going to be hearing his name a lot more out there because of a fine work he has just put out, among other things. The name of the work is The Woking Dead, How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. A longtime pal. Hey, man, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Brother Chris, great to be here.
I got to ask you first, when you wrote the book, when you started writing it, did you realize how bad it was going to get and how invasive and destructive and cancerous the woke ideology would be in our society?
Well, I saw it basically starting to metastasize in the second Obama administration, the second term, pretty much after the Trayvon Martin situation. Then you had Occupy Wall Street, which have transformed into sort of, you know, Antifa, basically. And you had the Me Too movement come about. Now, the Me Too movement made some okay points with some creepy people, but like all revolutions, the excesses damage the culture, and, you know, it looks to me, at least at this point, they're sort of on the back burner because they don't have a... It's funny how they had nothing to say about Joe Biden and some of the questions about him and women, or his hair sniffing. They don't care about Biden's hair sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing, you know, these revolutions, they pop up. The origins of wokeism probably is, you know, the political correctness movement from the 1990s. But if you really want to dig in, I mean, the idea of trying to change and overthrow American culture goes all the way back to, you know, cultural Marxism in the early 20th century. Probably pre-World War I even. So, no, I mean, look, it's all around us. It's every day. I mean, I could write, this is my first book, but I could crank out one of these, you know, if I was a machine and just collecting stories on this nonsense, you know, once a month.
No, it's everywhere. You're right, man. I got to say, one of the biggest culprits, it has been corporate America. Let me get an example. You know, have you seen the Dodge Challenger and the Dodge Charger, those vehicles, those retro vehicles are out there that Dodge makes?
Yeah.
They're very popular. They're very, very popular, and they're very cool cars. I've driven them. And now under pressure from this woke society to quote unquote go green, they're canceling a popular line. They're actually going to shoot themselves in the foot profit-wise. And they're saying, no, you know, screw it. We're not going to give the people what they want. We're going to do what the woke culture says we must do, which is to be, you know, kind to Mother Gaia and all this other BS. And, of course, come up with these battery-operated vehicles. And, of course, the toxins inside of these batteries, far worse for the planet.
A battery-operated Dodge Charger?
No, they're canceling the line. If they're going to go to, you know, they're going to make these little bubble cars, I suppose, that nobody wants.
Well, look, I'm not the car guy, but I've seen this electric Mustang thing out there. Don't see many of them on the road. I think the average Mustang driver's not looking to plug their Mustang into the wall. So I can imagine that whether it's a Dodge Charger or Chevy, you know, Camaro, these are muscle cars. The modern stuff doesn't look as beastly as the old stuff. It's not as fun, but you know, I got to think that the corporations, I mean, it's amazing. They are doing what you say.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, car manufacturers. It's Disney. It's the NBA. They really are putting wokeism over profit. They're putting, you know, their shareholders, and some of them are trying to, some of them are rebelling, but equity and inclusion and diversity trumps making money for the company. That's insane. That's insane to me. I mean, how does diversity enhance the company? How does diversity enhance talent when you're looking at, you know, filling out a roster of a business? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson's a great baseball player.
Right.
Period.
Period.
Yeah, he was black. Muhammad Ali was black. So what? They're the best. Michael Jordan's the best. Larry Bird was the best. So, I mean, that's the thing is the woke mob, and I call them the Woking Dead, they're fixated on race, gender, sexuality, when they should be, you know, focused on excellence. And the funny thing is, Chris, here's the thing. They don't want us as their customer.
Yeah.
And if we complain about equity garbage, if we complain about, push back against, you know, claims of, you know, white privilege or this or that, they have another group of customers that they're more than willing to sell it to. And that is the 1.3 billion members of the country of China. They'd rather sell it to the CCP than sell it to the KSEV audience.
Amen to that. You know, I got to say that wokeism is the opposite of meritocracy. That wokeism is the polar opposite to actually earning your keep. And I want to explore that here in a minute. The name of the book is The Woking Dead, How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. I thought it was interesting that you chose to focus on the cultural impact, because I think you're right that the culture undergirds everything else. But I think we're seeing the wokeness infiltrating, as we've already discussed, corporate America, to the point to where, you know, they're going to go and have their favored customers over in communist China. We see that with Google. We see that with YouTube. We see that with, as you said, the NBA. But I think it's also undermining government. I think woke culture has also infiltrated the government to the point to where the Constitution and the rule of law is also viewed as, well, it gets in our way, so we're just going to ignore it. Fair?
No, that's, well, look, there's a couple legs of the stool, right?
Right.
So you've got entertainment, right? So that is Hollywood and a lot of the professional athletes. And then you've got academia and the teachers' unions, the government schools, not the public schools. I call them government schools.
Me too.
The teachers' unions and the, you know, faculty lounge fascists, right, that are leading their students and ripping down statues of, you know, General Grant. And then you've got the Democrat Party and, you know, their members and members, I mean, and there are even some members of the Republican Party, unfortunately,
yeah,
you know, that like to see the softer, genuflecting side of conservatism, which really has no place anymore in this country. We see how far that got us. Just losers, just losing elections like that. That's the type of Republican they like, right?
Yep.
Linguini-spined, genuflecting Mitt Romney types. And then you've got, obviously, the propaganda arm of wokeism, which is the news media, most of the mainstream media. But the thing that holds them all together, the cartilage of all of them, is big tech. It's the aircraft carrier that they take off from and strike and then come back and refuel. That's what gives them cover. It's what tries to remove people like you and me and some of your listeners from social media, and it's what elevates kooky voices. So and alternative lifestyles and the LGBTQ mafia. So I mean that's their sort of force field is big tech.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. And you know what? I think that give the other side credit. They are in a war, and they know that they're in a war. And I've been already describing how the moves by the Department of Injustice and the FBI have set us on a course toward irreconcilable differences. And other people that are not necessarily doctrinaire conservatives out there, like Mark Halperin, are uttering the words civil war to describe the course they've set us on. But it is those people, give them credit for knowing who to attack and where our strengths are. And of course, blame the Liz Cheneys, the Mitt Romneys, the Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthys of the world, who have either who are closeted backing all this stuff up behind the scenes, playing us all, or are too stupid and vapid and vacuous to recognize they're being attacked. And then also to counterattack.
No, you're right.
Look,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas isn't. Most of Texas.
No, John Cornyn.
We're captured.
We got a John
Cornyn. Captured right now.
Dude, we got
and
John Cornyn.
The funny thing is, only some of us know we're captured.
Yeah.
You know, I like to use this metaphor. Britney Spears was on this house arrest, this conservatorship, for like a decade and a half, right?
Right.
And my wife and I would joke around is that, you know, I don't think she should be on house arrest like that. But she's captured. She's captured by her father. And we couldn't really tell watching her videos whether she knew she was captured. So we're kind of in a woke conservatorship ourselves. I mean, we're in this sort of space where we're allowed to have opinions but not too loud, right? We're allowed to go here but not too far. We're allowed to do this. We're allowed to do that. They're managing us. We're being managed incrementally. It's just soft authoritarianism. It's like a dress rehearsal for fascism. And the question is, how much of it are we going to take? Oh, we'll do this. Let's see how they react. Oh, we'll raid the president's house. Let's see how they react. We'll create a Gitmo on the Potomac and throw some January 6th protesters in there with a judge and jury thrown out like they're at Gitmo, and let's see how they react. We'll have our own little prison camp on the Potomac.
Wow.
And, you know, some of us in the media, you and a few others, you know, are screaming bloody murder. But for the most part, we're just kind of sitting in our house on house arrest, you know, mumbling to ourselves like Britney Spears was for a decade.
Oh, man. Folks, don't be Britney Spears. Start raising your voices now. The Woking Dead is the name of the book, How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. And I've been talking about this story off and on. The Rosary. The Rosary, and you're Catholic, I'm a Catholic. The Rosary has great intercessory power according to our faith and beliefs. And I think the other side recognizes it too. The Atlantic magazine launching an attack, calling the Rosary an extremist symbol. They're saying the AR-15 is a sacred object among Christian nationalists. You know, back to January 6th, they've been trying to demonize white people who love America and criminalize that activity since January 6th. And now they're attacking another source of strength, the Rosary. This tells me, and I smile when I see a story like this, because I think that they have a concept of the power that we have that the Mitch McConnells and the Mitt Romneys either don't acknowledge or don't even recognize anymore that we have. But the other side does.
Well, look, I need to probably say the Rosary when I get off this I get off this interview. But let me just say this, and I hinted at this with you on television the other day. Them going after the Rosary is no different than the Taliban firing missiles at Buddhist statues.
Damn right.
It's no different than destroying Orthodox Christian churches and burning them to the ground in Syria. It is cancel culture. Radical Islam tries to cancel us. Radical left-wing kooks try to cancel us. So, of course they've come for the Rosary. I mean, again, this is incremental authoritarianism. First they come for Jefferson, then they come for Washington, then they move up to the Civil War people, then they move up to the turn of the century. Oh, Teddy Roosevelt's got to go. Christopher Columbus has got to go. The Rosary, the crucifix, it's all got to go. And this is just inevitable. They're coming. And it's a fatwa against American culture. Just like Salman Rushdie had a fatwa on him,
yep.
Got attacked for writing a book criticizing Islam. I mean, that's where we're at, man.
Yeah, and
you
know,
think Bill Maher is afraid that his Catholic jokes are going to cause some you know, Jesuit to show up in the parking lot and strangle him with a rosary? I don't think so. Believe me, he knows where the fascism is, and he's a left wing guy.
See,
so you know, we could come together on this.
Well, wait a minute.
If enough supposed libertarian, left leaning libertarians like him and a few others, some comedians, Barry Weiss and a few others. You know, we can change this.
Well, you're on to something.
Coming for this stuff.
If
it's not your religion today, it'll be your religion tomorrow.
Right. I think you're on to something there. The reason why they can do January 6th, the reason why they can attack our faith openly, the reason why they can attack God openly, is they're relatively secure that they're not going to face any pushback or any consequences for doing that. But that's why Islam isn't under attack by the American left, because there are some folks in the Islamic faith out there that take that thing pretty damn personally. So when in the city of Houston, it's controversial, according to KHOU, that they have displayed "In God We Trust," they're okay attacking Christians and the Jewish God, but they would never dare raise a stink at KHOU or any other basket of bias press about Allah being invoked, because
right.
If they did,
you know, it reminds me
there's
something
a good chance.
The highly controversial, although highly relevant, if your audience don't know who he is, he's a First Amendment superhero comedian who actually was, you know, a mentor to Joan Rivers and others. Lenny Bruce used to say, you can pick on God,
mm-hmm.
okay, or religion. You can pick on God, but you have to pick on the right God, right? If you pick on the Allah God, you're done. If you pick on the Marx, Karl Marx God, you're done. If you pick on the Obama God or the Biden God, you're done. So all jokes have to be for Christians or Jews or capitalism.
Wow.
Because they're benefiting from white privilege, and of course we can make fun of them. Don't pick the wrong God. You know, he was criticizing JFK, and Catholics were mad. You know, you and I might have been mad if we were around in 1960.
Sure.
I don't know. But you know, we're certainly not issuing fatwas at people for picking on Allah or Muhammad or whoever. So, I mean, this is a long-running tradition. It's all censorship, and it's a chilling effect. You know, it's people stop doing things. We'll put you in Facebook jail or LinkedIn jail or whatever the hell it is, and then we'll give you this little message that says, "Do you agree with our terms of service?" And nobody reads them.
No.
It might say, "I'm going to come to your house if you do this again, and the brown shirts are going to take you off in the paddy wagon." But we do, because we're like, we're busy, and we're like, "All right, you know, get off my screen," right?
Right.
But that's what this is. It's conditioning us. The Woking Dead are here to condition us, and the reanimated corpse is their leader.
And the reanimated corpse would be Beijing Biden, folks. Look,
correct.
The name of the book is The Woking Dead: How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. It's an insight to the playbook, folks. It's an insight to what they're doing to us. When you read it, you're going to get angry, and I think you're going to get pretty determined as well. The author is AJ Rice, and a longtime friend of this show. Sir, appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. I mean, look, Chris, we love you. Go Texas.
That's right. Go Texas. Still the freest state in the union, although Florida catching up really fast. All right, friends, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. I got a couple of websites for you to check out today. First, chrissalcedo.com, good old reliable. Email is there. Voicemail is there if you want to leave me one. You can figure out how to find The Chris Salcedo Show over on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. You can also find where to locate us on television on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock Eastern. I also want you to check out TexasScorecard.com. Lots and lots of knowledge right there. Interesting stories. Texas-centered, yes, but a lot of you folks in other parts of the country can figure out what we're doing to remain free here in Texas, and maybe where we're stumbling to and improve on what it is that Texas is doing. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, it's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.